Time to take a look. What's going on in your Hancock Parks in October? Your country now. 100.5 WKXA. Rex Howard, good morning. WTO11, no weather. Sunshine, 82. Beautiful weather to hit the Hancock Parks. Michelle Rumschlag in Hancock Park District. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, it's nice. And I know the warm, but we have like the, it's cool out now though. So, I mean, we have the cool to like in the evening. And I saw some more, like we had the August, October weather in August, and now we're getting the August weather in October.
September, October.
But it's different. It's a different kind of warm. And it's not, it's not humid. So.
Yeah. I'll take that every time.
Right, right. And then we'll just ease into fall, and then before we know it, it'll be snow time. But
the leaves are kind of confused, don't you think?
It's just all the dry weather. Just, it's not dry. Yeah, and so
they're just dropping. And
right, yeah.
No great colors yet that I
No, noticed, unfortunately, so. You know, it's not going to happen every year. But but no, I mean, like you said, nice, you know, not too hot, nice time to be out. In the parks.
So what can we enjoy in the Hancock Parks for October?
Well, coming up, again, everything is on hancockparks.com. So this is just, again, a few programs that we've got going on in October. But we've got our self-guided fall float trips coming back again. And those start on Saturday, October 18th. And so those are the last two weekends in October and then the first weekend in November. So still happening there at Zonta Landing at Riverside Park. But you kind of have to register for it. It's not like we're just open like we are in the summertime. It's $10 a person. So we've got our single kayaks and double occupancy for canoes. And sign up that by that Friday before. So you got to get on the website, register, reserve a boat, and then... And those start at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's a 1 to 3, self-guided. You go on your own. But a great time to be on.
Is there enough water?
There is. That's why we go upriver and not downstream. I think all the dam is great for us. Yeah, it's definitely a lot lower. But you've got all the, the fall leaves. And so it's just a pretty time to be on the water. So those are happening. Again, starting. And I know some of this, the weekends, we do have some people already signed up. So, but again, fall float trips. Happening later this month.
Very good. You've got Autumn Fest at Litzenberg coming up.
Yeah, so that's taking place on Saturday, October 18th. So our big annual fall fest that we've got, 1 o'clock to 5 p.m. at Litzenberg Memorial Woods. We're going to have the McInnes House, the workshop open with our costume interpreters. We've got horse-drawn hay rides. The Dulcimer Gathering will be there to entertain us with their music inside the activity barn. Of course, there's the plein air paint out that coincides with our event. So these are local artists that will come out and draw, sketch, paint the scenes of Litzenberg, and then they're on display in the barn, usually about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We're going to have kids' activities, popcorn, cider in the barn, a great free family event. And then we also have some different demonstrators kind of throughout the main park area. So 1 to 5. We've been having some great weather lately, so for the event. So love to see you come out and have a good time in the parks.
On the 25th, there's an autumn night hike.
This is going to take place out at River Bend, meeting there at the parking lot by Shelter 3. And yeah, I mean, you know, parks are dawn to dusk, so we don't want you out, you know, in the dark by yourselves at the park. So a great time to go out with us. Again, just kind of seeing what's out late autumn night. It's 7 o'clock, again, with our hikes. They're free. Just show up. All ages are welcome. I'd say, you know, for the trails, but I don't think we're going to have a lot of rain, so we won't have to worry about mud with trail conditions. But, again, just a nice time to be out looking for owls, any other nocturnal wildlife that's out there. So our autumn night hike, Saturday, October 25th at 7 p.m., at River Bend Recreation Area.
And then for all the witches out there, there's a broom making workshop coming up
witches
on the 27th.
That's going to take place at the Activity Barn at Litzenberg Memorial Woods on Monday the 27th at 6 p.m. This is for our adults, so those ages 16 and up. And you're going to learn about the history tools, kind of making a functional broom. And you're going to make your own turkey wing whisk broom from broom corn. So that's what the pioneers would have done. They would have grown their own broom corn, made their own brooms. Okay. We're also going to send you with a bag of broom corn seeds so you can get inspired and grow your own next season. It's $30 per person, and we do need you to register by the 22nd just so we have supplies. And I know we've got enough people to do the program. So it's a maximum of 8. I think we do have the three, so we only have a handful of spots left. So if something, again, going to get all instruction, all supplies will be provided. Want to make your own little broom? Head on out for the broom making workshop on Monday, October 27th.
Then you can go flying on Friday night for Halloween. So there you go.
Exactly. Right? It is tis the season. Got to break out all of the Halloween. If you haven't already, we haven't yet.
Oh, yeah.
All the Halloween decorations and look forward to all that coming up.
Michelle Rumslog in from the Hancock Park District. Check out all the details on the many happenings in October, hancockparks.com. Yep. All right. Michelle, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me. Your Country Now, 100.5 WKXA.